And now I'm here with Anna Strauss, founder and CEO of Spark and co-founder of Culture LabX Sacramento. How you doing, Anna?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Thank you. Finally got you on the show. We have known each other for a few years now. In fact, you've helped me. You've introduced me to some very cool people, and I appreciate that. We can maybe get into that in a second, but let's get to know Anna Strauss a little bit. Help Sacramento get to know what you're doing.
Yeah. So my team and I actually a couple of years ago decided to start Spark. So we've been in the R&D stages for the past year and a half, officially just launched beta. So we're no longer a pre-revenue company.
Congratulations.
But it's a personalized recognition and engagement web platform that equips managers with the tools that they need to personally engage with each employee to drive more productivity. Okay. In retention within the workplace.
Okay, so that sort of sounds like it has something to do with culture, right?
Absolutely.
Helping create the right culture or maybe enhance the existing culture.
Yeah, so one of the big things I've seen, so for about 15 years now, I've worked with companies in different capacities. Started off in the recruiting world, so I was working on talent strategies, certified leadership coach, trainer, and speaker, so was working with executive teams and how they're connecting. And then prior to Spark, with economic development, with Barry Broom and Sacto Prior, working with international companies and how are they really engaging, retaining their employees. So one of the biggest things that always frustrated me across the process is that so many organizations have the best of intentions. So right now in the U.S., employers spend up to $46 billion a year on rewards and incentives, yet over half of employees are looking to leave. So I didn't realize, well, I guess that question was, where is the disconnect?
Right.
And
is the $46 billion going in the wrong places, or is it not enough money?
Yeah, so what's interesting is it actually has little to do with the physical reward. That people genuinely, the number one reason why they're looking to leave is because they don't feel valued. And so I started looking at the psychology of that and even my own personal experiences. So first I started at a generational look. What do baby boomers want? What do millennials want? And, you know, all the statistics that are out there is, you know, 60% of people want this and 40% wants this. So my team and I were thinking, how do we get 100%? Well, you got to get to know each individual. And so it was actually a moment that I had with Barry Broom that was the epitome of a Spark moment, which brought my company to life. And so actually right after the merger, we were working 7 days a week around the clock, loved what we were doing, believed in the purpose, as Josh was talking about. And Barry took a well-deserved break and went to Napa with Beth. And that Monday morning, I came into the office, and there was a card, and there was a gift. So I walked over, I opened the card. It was a handwritten card from Barry that said, thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, so just clarify this to our audience. There's a guy named Barry Broom here in Sacramento who he's basically the economic development guru of town. He's the CEO of something called Greater Sacramento, GSAC. And he doesn't strike me as that guy that would write a handwritten card. So here, back to you, Anna. What happened again?
His EI is actually extremely high.
Okay.
He's one of the most
EI is emotional.
Intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah. So he handwrote a card that said, thank you so much for all the time and energy you've invested in
making our. He seems more like a caveman
community.
To me. I think he would describe himself as that too.
Oh, yeah. I call him Hurricane Broom.
Okay.
So this is kind of the other side of Barry.
Okay. So he has that side. I'm sorry for keep interrupting you because I'm kind of laughing that he wrote
so
a card.
It's so shocking. Yeah.
Okay. So he wrote you this card and you had an epiphany.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And so then I opened up the gift, and it was a bottle of wine. So my husband and I love wine, and it was signed by the winemaker. And so it was the first time I felt like a human in the employee, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like I was really seen. He knew who I was. I'm not a huge fan of public recognition. He knew the likes, the interest of my husband and I. And to take the time to actually show that my hard work was making a difference meant everything. So Paul and I still have that bottle of wine. And when we officially launch Spark, the entire platform will be drinking that bottle.
Wow. Okay. So describe. So, and you know, that's, I want to get back to your business. But so when I was going to, if I was thinking of a way to describe you, you gave me this book. Great Mondays. We had a meeting the other day, and I get there, and there's this book. And I say, oh, that's cool. She's handing out books. Mm-hmm. And then I open it up, and you wrote, you know, Mark, thank you. And then you use my little tagline, hanging or banging, which I'm like, that was very personalized, if you will. And I was like, wow, that impressed me. And you had done something similar to that at an earlier meeting that I was in. You really personalized it for me. No, I drink Bud Light. There was no Bud Light in the, but, you know, other than
next
that,
meeting.
Right. So I was like, you know, I still thought it was very thoughtful. And so, you know, if I was describing you, it was somebody who would be proactively thoughtful in your approach to relationships, even on something as simple as putting out the agenda for a meeting. Let's do it with a little bit of pizzazz and thoughtfulness. Okay. So that's how I would describe you. Now let's take that personality trait or that way of operating and translate it. And now get back to your story of what your business actually does, because you found a way to sort of take this philosophy, if you will, and turn it into a business plan, a business.
Absolutely. Okay. So what was interesting is we spent a lot of time researching and talking with executives and employees and uncovering what the most meaningful recognition was to them. What was the worst? And in addition to the research, what we found is that the physical reward itself is only 40 to 60% of the recognition experience of how people feel valued or not. The other side of the coin is who's giving the recognition? How is it being given? Is it public? Is it private? And then are they specifically saying why they're recognized? So, like another example, on the flip side, I've had companies that gave me, you know, a $250 Visa gift card and a blank card. Now, it almost had a reverse effect on me personally, and I've seen the same trend with others where they'd even take the time to write my name in the card. It was just on the envelope, or say thank you, or here's to a great year. And that was worth more than the bottle of wine that Barry got me. But that made a lasting impression. Mm-hmm. And so we've built an algorithm within our platform to help equip managers with that exact process of how each person ticks and what would mean the most to them.
So your process, your algorithm detects whether I want to be recognized publicly, whether I like to drink a lot, or I like some people, or no, I'm kidding. Maybe I would rather go low profile.
Absolutely. And it depends on the type of recognition that's given as well. So our algorithm is connected to each recognition point. And as Josh was talking about the core values and the behaviors that you're looking for, so our platform aligns with those core values and the behaviors that they want to reinforce within their culture. Mm-hmm. But then you see how each person responds to each one because it's different for each. So say I hit my annual goal. Mm-hmm. Well, I may want public recognition from the CEO versus maybe I thought of a new idea that helps save the company some money and I'd rather just have a personal note and a thank you from the manager. So each person's driven differently.
Okay. So, well, walk me through the revenue model, if you will. So this sounds good to have this information. Mm-hmm. Who's the customer and how did you turn it into a business?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a SaaS platform. And so typically companies, I'd say, of over 150 are a good starting point if they're beginning to scale, kind of losing that touch with their employees. It's a social interface where employees can do peer-to-peer recognition. And it's on a subscription basis. So it's based on number of employees within the company on a subscription annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you said you started getting some revenue. So thinking about building a business, right, there's these points, there's these inflection points where you get customer acceptance and revenue and things like that. And then there's the pathway to profitability. And then there's maybe scaling up, maybe exiting at some stage. I don't know what's going to happen with you, but what your plans are. But maybe walk us through that that emotional journey, if you will, up to this point. And where do you see it going from here?
Yeah. So I think like one of the biggest challenges of going through the entire process is you don't know what you don't know. So I'm going to sound like Dr. Seuss for a second. So it's, you know what you know when you start the business. You know what you don't know, so you start bringing everyone in. But then it's the third part. You don't know what you don't know. So you're bringing in the experts. You're talking to clients. You're understanding what features they need, who your ideal client is, and you're constantly pivoting. So I have a big thing where I love to be Swiss cheesed. So come in, poke holes through everything that I'm doing. One of the first things after my research is I started recruiting advisors, specifically to make a product that I knew would make a big impact in the workplace. And that has helped my journey significantly. So I have one individual, Robert Richman. He was the culture strategist at Zappos and the author of Culture Blueprint. And if he's watching, I stalked him and flew down to San Diego and just asked him to be an advisor, showed him our technology. And after our meeting, he said, yes, I'll be an advisor, scrapped our entire technology. So everything that we had built to that point, we had to redo.
Are you glad you brought him on as an advisor?
Hands down. Hands down. Wow. He's been so instrumental. And I actually had to spark him to show him what the company was about. And that's how I got the meeting with him.
When you say spark him, what's that look like?
So after we had a 10-minute initial call, you know, I'm just someone off of LinkedIn that said how much I enjoy his book. He said, you know, I don't really think I'm the right advisor for you because I'm all about human connection. I said, listen, I am as well. My co-founder is a developer, but this technology is the perfect channel to help equip managers with the tools to connect. And he's like, okay. So I specifically said why I thought he should be an advisor. And then he said, well, maybe you can come down to San Diego. I'm not sure if I'm going to have time. He mentioned that his speaking schedule is crazy. Sometimes he'll get a call the night before and have to leave, and he didn't want to waste my time. And I said, okay, I appreciate that. San Diego's beautiful. I'll spend a full week down there. If you could just give me 15 minutes, I'll meet you at any coffee shop. So he's kind of laughing, like, this girl's persistent. So we get off the phone, and just by doing research on him, I knew that he loved coffee, the Muppets, and improv. So I'm like, what can I do with this? So I start searching around in San Diego of things that I can do as a gift. So I ended up finding this amazing coffee shop where they get beans from around the world and then they'll deliver them to your doorstep. So he loved coffee. So I got him a gift card, and then I was Googling Muppets and coffee, and I found a video of the Muppets singing about coffee.
Oh my goodness.
So I embedded the video into the email and said, here, like, you've officially been sparked. Thank you so much for your time. Here's a little something, and your friends have an improv to do to show you the gift.
Sparked is going deep into somebody's persona and doing something unique that captures that.
Yeah, and it's just everyone's different. So if I would have sent him a Visa gift card for $100, he'd be, you know, that would be meaningless. So when I finally got the meeting, he responded back and was just like, ha, 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 like, fly down here on Tuesday. So I flew down on Tuesday, changed my schedule, and then I bought him a huge coffee cup that's about this big. And it says, the more coffee I drink, the more awesome I get. And I made a box, and I had the Muppets on it. Aww. So I brought it to him. So that's been...
Okay, so I want to get back a little bit to this emotional journey question. Okay, you said Swiss cheese. You can take criticism. You're okay to change at the beginning stages. Okay, and I respect that. You need to be that way, I suppose, as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But also, 2 years before you get revenue, there was that intentional? It sounds like a long time, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, it definitely was a longer time. So one of the things before I took the leap is I didn't want investment on the front end. So my husband and I, we bootstrapped at the beginning. The other thing is I've had so many different business ideas, but I feel like Spark was like finally the hit single that I wanted to go to market with and invest my time in. So I wanted to make sure that we were really building a product that was going to fit the market. And then also with the technology, we've been doing a ton of testing. So one of the biggest things is making sure that it's intuitive. So I do pilot groups with individuals where I just have them log into Spark and see how they interact with it to see if I need to give them direction or if they know what to do. So that's typically why it's taking a little longer. Yeah. But we actually, one aspect of our platform is the engagement space. So we have recognition and we have engagement. So a big thing that I'm a fan of is you don't know where you're going unless you know where you are. And so I researched for about a year to find the right type of engagement survey. And I partnered up with Dr. Lynn Ware out of Silicon Valley. She's the CEO of ITS. And she has a survey that's statistically validated where a company can take it and you can see directly where your strengths are, where your opportunities are, and see where to invest your time and money. So we now, after about 6 months, have an exclusive engagement with her, and we've weaved her algorithm into Spark. So that's where we're going to market right now. So we have companies that are taking this survey to see where they fall in their culture.
So you've bootstrapped it, and you brought in the right advisory team. Your husband is an entrepreneur. I know you've connected me to entrepreneurs. And so you have this sort of entrepreneurial process or whatever. I'm thinking you've got entrepreneurial people in your life. You're an entrepreneur. Yeah. I'm just thinking that, where are you taking this thing? Are you going to have to bring in investors at some stage? I mean, how big is this going to get? And, you know, what do you have to do to get there?
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. So we have a 5-year exit strategy. So one of the things that we did, we got accepted into Founders Institute in San Francisco. So that's a way that we really looked at our model and scalability. We have taken on investment at this point.
Oh,
so
you
there's
have? Okay.
A VC who's invested in us, and we just locked up our first seed angel as well that
nice.
Came on board. So that's going towards our first hire. So now that we're in the mode to scale, I wanted to make sure everything was aligned, and now we're ready to hit the ground running.
Wow, exciting stuff. So, okay, so you got your first revenue, things are taking off, exit in 5 years. What does it look like at the time of exit? Are you a lot bigger company?
Absolutely. Yes. So it's interesting in this space particularly, there's been a ton of acquisitions in the HR space, engagement and so forth, where now companies are bringing on others to create a full product. So it may even happen sooner rather than later. I've actually already been approached by companies for an exit, but I would like to build it to at least, I think right now with our projections, we have it up to $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely feasible with the types of clients we're looking at. So
wow. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's so cool that we're building these really differentiated companies right here in this hometown that we love. And then you have this commitment to our hometown. I think that's beyond most. You're part of this Culture Lab X phenomenon. You've recruited me into to bring my my presence to the entity as well. So remind us what Culture Lab is, Culture Lab X is, and what it means to Sacramento.
Yeah, so a huge part of it. So I was with SACTO and then Greater Sacramento Economic Council. So have a passion for our community, for economic development, but I also feel that a huge part of economic growth starts with people possibilities. And as I was looking, I was so inspired with the community that came around SACTO, the community that came around Greater Sacramento for something bigger than ourselves. And I looked around and I saw no one doing that specifically around culture. It was topics amongst little groups, but it wasn't someone who was owning that space. And that's such a differentiator for companies right now. So when I heard about Josh in Culture Lab X, I knew I needed to get connected with him and bring this and just equip managers with the tools and information and just new insights that they can implement into their own cultures to attract and retain talent.
So you've created this sort of, community around the idea of culture, where you can learn about culture, you can bring your passion regarding culture to the community, and you do events, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so we do 4 events a year. So this is all volunteer-based. Barry Broom's my co-founder. We have our advisory board, which we're so lucky to have you. We have our board of directors. So 4 events a year, all proceeds go back to the community. So this isn't a profit-driven mission at all. So for our next event, which we're going to have here, so excited.
Here at Haney Biz. And I think I have the dates around here somewhere. I don't have it in front of me. Do you have that? We can plug those in.
Yeah, it's June 27th.
June 27th here at Haney Biz. And what happens on June 27th?
Yeah, so we're taking an innovative look of how people have utilized engagement to build productivity within the workplace, but looking at different industries. industries. So we have three different speakers, one who was a former Marine and how they brought that training into the workplace. She's now a leader with the nonprofit. Our other speaker has dealt specifically with the NFL and neuroscience, so looking at how the brain ticks, how sports. And then we have someone on the restaurant side, so how they have high-performing kitchens and deliver a great product.
Oh, yeah, I think that's Brian Bennett, right?
Yes, Brian Bennett.
Yes, Bennett's, yeah, I'm invested into that company. Yes. Oh, wow, that's going to be a heck of a day. June 27th.
Yeah.
Here at Haney Biz. How do we, if I'm an entrepreneur, want to get involved? Do I just show up? Do I need to sign up? Do I get to buy a ticket?
Yeah. So you can go to the culturelabx.com website, and it's /Sacramento. We also are on social media, and there's a link there to sign up. So we'll have food. Sexy Brewing's going to provide beer. It's going to be a great event.
A lot of my favorite people, Big Sexy Brewing. So just, okay. So thinking about culture, thinking about our friends here in Sacramento, any closing thoughts, advice to the entrepreneurs out there that are building these businesses and thinking, you know what, I've got to build a culture that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. So I think the biggest thing is just starting with your why and then building around that. Who are you? What are you looking to accomplish? And have that as your foundation and start to build from there.
Thank you very much. Anna Strauss, founder and CEO of Spark, also co-founder of Culture Lab X. Thanks for sharing your story. I look forward to June 27th, hanging out one more time here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.